We want to kick it off with a couple of very special guests. So today, IndyCar Series launched their driver lineup. And for the first time since 2004 in the IndyCar Series, we've got an all-Canadian driver lineup on one team. Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports has rolled out their 2018 lineup. It includes Oakville's James Hinchcliffe, who's back for a fourth season with Schmidt-Peterson. And for the first time in IndyCar, Guelph's Robert Wickens is a part of an IndyCar lineup, and both of them join us on the program right now. Gentlemen, thank you so much for doing this, and let's start with you, James, because this is year four for you with Schmidt-Peterson, so it's kind of old hat for you, but just your thoughts on an all-Canadian lineup and getting this opportunity in 2018.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. It's obviously very exciting. You know, it's been a big mission of mine over the last, 7 years as I've been in the IndyCar Series to kind of push IndyCar in Canada, and the support that I felt from back home all across the country has just been incredible. And, you know, we're very excited about this announcement because, you know, like you say, old hat for me at Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports, and it's the only team that's got a Canadian owner and Rick Peterson, and to now add a second Canadian driver to the lineup is just awesome. And it happens to be a hell of a driver in Robert Wickens, who's also been one of my best friends for like 15 years. So it's kind of awesome how it's all come together.
So you and Robert go way back, hey?
Yeah, I mean, my first shifter cart that I ever drove was his. We were introduced when he was like 12 or 13 years old. I was 14 or 15, and we spent a couple years racing go-karts together, raced A1GP for Team Canada together, raced against each other in the Atlantic Series back in 07, and he's been busy impressing everybody over in Europe for the last decade, but it's nice to have him home, and it's an honor and a privilege to have him on our team this season.
Well, Robert,
it makes me feel old.
True.
Well, Robert, I've had the opportunity to interview you a couple of times, you know, after some of your success in Formula Renault and then going on to the DTM Series in Germany, but now coming back to North America and getting an opportunity to race on this side of the pond for the first time in what's been about a decade. What's this experience been like for you in making this decision?
Yeah, I'm coming home. I mean, it's been a long time coming, I think. I mean, living in Europe now since I was 16, I think honestly it's taken a bit of a toll on me, and I never really thought it was going to materialize into anything. James and I did a media event in February where we swapped cars. I drove his IndyCar in Sebring. He went down to outside of Rome, Italy, and drove my DTM car around.
Yeah, I just want to highlight that for a second. He got to go to Central Florida, and I got to go to Rome. So I just wanted to be very clear that I very much won out on this deal.
We'll see. But yeah, and like I loved my first taste of IndyCar, and I loved it. And then the team called me up mid-season to run a free practice session because they had some driver issues in Road America. So I drove on the Friday and loved it even more. And I really wanted to actually get a race under my belt, but unfortunately the driver showed up, so I had to go home. But the main decider was Mercedes pulling out of DTM, announcing their exit at the end of 2018, which really sparked my interest to come back to IndyCar and to start a new adventure.
Well, I'm curious because, I mean, you have been kind of in that very advantageous situation. You've driven a DTM car. You've done you've raced at Abu Dhabi in an F1 car with Marussia. You've done Formula Renault. Now you're coming back to open wheel and IndyCar. Like you've raced in a number of different formulas, a number of different circuits. What is this situation like for you? Why is IndyCar the best situation for you?
I think IndyCar is the best situation for me at the moment because they're growing so much and so quickly. I mean, it's honestly probably the fastest expanding championship in motorsport right now, almost worldwide. And the fact that as a now going to be a rookie entering IndyCar for next season, 2018 is the perfect time with the new aero kit across all cars. From what I've heard from James already, from his experience of driving, it's a completely new car to drive, new characteristics. And as a rookie, that's kind of the dream situation because it levels the playing field a little bit for me. And I mean, IndyCar experience will always be IndyCar experience, but I think the timing's right now. And then from my own personal side with Mercedes announcing their departure from the DTM, it was just the timing was almost too good to be true.
With James Hinchcliffe and Robert Wickens, the all-Canadian lineup for Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports for the 2018 IndyCar Series season, and Sportsnet is your home for IndyCar in Canada. James, looking back on your year, a win, a few podiums, you finished 13th overall in the driver's standings. How do you look back on your 2017 campaign?
I mean, nobody looks back at a 13th place championship and says it went well. You know, it was certainly not what we expected, what we were hoping for, and what I think we were capable of. The season started off really strong. Like you say, you know, we had that win in Long Beach. We had a couple podiums after that, obviously notably here in Toronto, which was awesome. But at the end of the day, you know, we're here to win. We're here to run top five. And that final championship position wasn't what was really representative of what we were capable of. We had some really bad luck. We had some, you know, mechanical issues that took us out of some races as well. And that's racing, as they say. But, you know, it really forced us to kind of look inside and look at the things that we do have control over, that we can change, that we can do better. And we've made a lot of progress, I think, in the offseason, you know, moving some people around, moving some things around, restructuring certain areas of the team. And I think, you know, as Robert alluded to, the new car for next year, the new body kit kind of levels the playing field a little bit and gives everybody a good opportunity. And there's no reason that that Schmidt-Peterson Motorsport can't be right up there every weekend.
So James, tell us a little bit more when you talk about the new aero kit and evening the playing field for people who aren't familiar with what you're talking about. Kind of explain the regulations and how they're changing for 2018.
Sure. So in IndyCar for the last I don't know, half a dozen years now, we've had two engine manufacturers, and obviously at SPM we're a Honda team. And in 2015, they allowed the engine manufacturers to also make their own bodywork. So as well as different engines, each one had their own aerodynamics, all the wings, all the bodywork on the car was individual. And that's just another element that can kind of separate the field. And there were certainly particular types of racetracks that suited our competitors more than it did the Honda, and from an aerodynamic point of view. And so certain races you'd show up to kind of knowing that, you know, if you could pull off an eighth place, that's almost like a win. And that's tough to do, but that's the nature of manufacturer racing. Mm-hmm. In 2018, we're all given the same bodywork again. So it's kind of gone back to how it was in 12, 13, 14. There's still obviously a difference in the engine, but I think Honda produces a tremendous amount of power, and we've gone on top of some reliability issues that we had earlier in the 2017 season. So it kind of just levels the playing field a little bit. It brings everybody a little bit closer. And with the engine now really being the only kind of differentiator between teams, it comes down more to the team and the driver, which is what the fans want to see, I think.
Robert, how much of an adjustment do you see this being for you? You know, you went from open wheel to DTM, which is still high level of racing, but slightly different. Now you're coming back to IndyCar and kind of the street circuits and the variation in terms of the circuits. How much of an adjustment are you expecting in 2018?
Well, I mean, you know, to be honest, I think everything's still sinking in at the moment, so I haven't really even started to weigh in on expectations. But, I mean, I think at the end of the day, racetracks are racetracks, race cars are race cars. And, I mean, yeah, the last 6 years I've been driving in DTM, which is a closed cockpit car. But, yeah, when I jumped into the IndyCar at the car swap and then again in Road America, I felt pretty comfortable straight away. And the thing is, I predominantly grew up in open wheel racing, so mm-hmm. coming back to it isn't, I guess, that unusual. I mean, it was a bit of a surprise feeling my head getting blown around in the wind, you know, which is something obviously I haven't felt in DTM for a while, but I'm hoping it all comes back to me pretty quick.
If you can, and again, just for those who may not be aware, maybe a little bit of an education process. You raced for Mercedes in DTM for 6 years. You had the six wins. You had a really successful run in DTM. For those who aren't aware, you know, there's former F1 drivers, Paul DiResta and Gary Paffett and so on and so forth. Timo Glock. I mean, we're talking about high-end racing. So can you give us a little bit more on DTM and kind of what that's like and what being a part of that circuit's like?
Yeah, so DTM is it's effectively, the English translation is the German Touring Car Championship. And what it is, it's a touring car championship with the three premium German car manufacturers, Audi, Mercedes, and BMW. And each manufacturer fields 6 to 8 cars, and we all go racing against each other. So it's effectively, I like to describe it as almost kind of a touring car version of Formula One, because it's open development, it's aerodynamically so sophisticated, and it's there's really like hardly any spec components on the car, and every weekend there is aero updates and this update, this, that, the other, and the level of professionalism and technical awareness there was an eye-opener for me when I first joined. But now it's I got really comfortable there. I had a great 6 year span, won some races, challenged for championships. Never got that championship on the resume, but nevertheless, I think it was a pretty successful time at DTM, and it was tough to say goodbye to my Mercedes family at the last race in Hockenheim last weekend.
James, what was it like driving that car when you went overseas, drove it in Rome, and getting an opportunity to drive that type of car, knowing what you'd been used to?
I mean, it's got a roof, it's got a windshield. I sit on the left-hand side, not in the middle. There was a lot to get used to, man. It was weird, but no, it was great fun. I mean, you know, I've obviously watched with great interest the series the last 6 years since Robbie joined, and get a lot of the insider scoop from him in between race weekends and things like that. We'd normally debrief with each other over text message after a weekend, and it was just so cool to finally get the opportunity to kind of share that experience. And the cars are incredible. I mean, like Robbie said, the open development is an incredible way to go racing, and you could really feel the sophistication and the craftsmanship in the car. And it was, at the end of the day, it was a lot of fun. I mean, I wish we'd had a couple more days to go pound around in it.
With James Hinchcliffe and Robert Wickens, they are the all-Canadian lineup for Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports for the 2018 IndyCar Series, joining us here on the Big Show this afternoon. Just a couple more for you guys. And James, you know, we kind of started off with how excited you are to be able to be part of this all-Canadian lineup and how you've been really pushing IndyCar in this country. You take a look from Paul Tracy and Patrick Carpentier and Greg Moore and the legacy that IndyCar has in this country. How proud are you to kind of been carrying the flag for this country the last number of years with the IndyCar?
I mean, it's an enormous sense of pride, you know, to be able to represent Canada and feel that support from back home. It's a lot of pressure too. And that comes internally, you know, that doesn't come from the fans. I mean, everybody's been so supportive through the good times and bad, but I want to give them somebody to cheer for. I want to give them some results to be happy about. And that's definitely something I think about every day when I strap in the car. I've watched so many of my heroes from Canada race in the IndyCar series and race successfully. What's so cool about, you know, our history as a country in this sport is we haven't had a ton of drivers at this level, but every single one of them pretty much has been a winner. And I wanted to keep that, you know, keep that momentum going, keep that reputation going. And, you know, I've got every confidence in the world that Robbie will do the same thing. And hopefully over the next, hopefully many years racing together in this series, we'll do Canada proud and give you guys some results to be happy about.
Well, Robert, you've been kind of carrying the flag for Canada overseas for the last decade. What just kind of your thoughts on coming back, representing Canada now on this side of the pond?
Yeah, I mean, I think from that aspect, it doesn't really change. I mean, I think I'm probably going to be a little bit more in the spotlight than what I'm used to in DTM because as a non-fluent German-speaking person.
Yeah. You didn't pick up the Deutsch while you were
mein,
there?
Mein Deutsch ist nicht gut.
That's better than mine, so.
Which means my German is not good. And I got very good at that sentence. I think I'm really looking forward to the opportunity of just, like James has commented on, just representing Canada on as a team and the first time in over a decade that it's been an all-Canadian lineup. And the last time there was an all-Canadian lineup, it was so successful and it kind of started a legacy. So, I mean, I think that's something that hopefully James and I in rocking chairs when we're old and gray, we can kind of think back to of what we've accomplished.
Well, that's awesome, guys. Thank you so much for the time this afternoon. I know it's been a busy day in terms of media for you, and it's not done yet. So thank you for spending a little time with us out here in Calgary. Congratulations on the news. Enjoy the rest of your off season, and good luck in 2018.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
James Hinchcliffe and Robert Wickens are the all-Canadian lineup for the Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports team for 2018 IndyCar Series. Looking forward to it. You know, Hinchcliffe has certainly been able to make his name, and he's a pretty well-known household name and has been for the last number of years. But Robert Wickens is a guy that, you know, had been banging on the door for F1 for the longest time. It's tough to get into Formula One. You need backing. You need sponsors. You need a lot of money that comes along with you. He had a couple of tries as a reserve driver, but sometimes getting that financing to get you into a smaller team in F1 is kind of the tipping scale, and some other guys that he was contemporaries with were able to do that. Daniel Ricciardo with Red Bull was able to get some sponsorship, and we know what Lance Stroll is doing now with Williams. But cool to see these guys together. The last time there was an all-Canadian lineup in IndyCar was back in 2004 when Paul Tracy and Patrick Carpentier were together. So very cool to see, and Sportsnet is your home for IndyCar in Canada.